All right. Welcome to this pre-show for the 5th day of December. I think I got a dentist appointment today, but I don't know what fucking time. And I called them and I said, please call me as soon as you get my message so I know what time I'm supposed to show up. And I'm waiting to hear from them. And I also discovered something really cool online. I think it's cool. I hope how many surviving members of the Moody Blues? I mean, I remember I was talking about Moody Blues the other day in a pre-show, how much I liked that. I loved Moody Blues. I loved them as a band. Thought they were great. And I almost saw them live, but the night I went to see them, I was a senior in high school. They were appearing at the LA Forum, the fabulous Forum where the Lakers used to play out in Inglewood. The opening act was Jefferson Airplane. And out on stage came Mike Pinder, the keyboard player, the Mellotron player, among many, many other things, for the Moody Blues. He came on stage alone and said, in the lexicon of the day, you know, the vernacular of the day, I should say, he says, we got into a hassle at the airport. He said, the band members had a hard time getting into customs. So we had a problem with our visas. So we're really sorry. We can't make this gig tonight. And of course, what? You know, he said, however, and I missed this one. People told me later this is what he said, because I just recently posted on a website and people were saying, yeah, but what happened was Moody Blues played for free 3 nights or 4 nights or 5 nights later in Elysian Park, which is a park surrounding Dodger Stadium. They played for free at Elysian Park with one other band. I don't know who it was. Might have been the Airplane. I missed that. All I know is I didn't get to see the Moody Blues. As much as I like the Jefferson Airplane, and they played 2 sets that night, and I think I'm told by others, because I don't remember a fucking thing. I was a senior in high school. It was, I went with my brother, Dara. And I don't remember Hot Tuna, which is Jorma Kaukonen's and the other cat, Jack Cassidy. That's a side project they had. I don't remember them playing. I remember the Jefferson Airplane, and it was okay, you know, but it wasn't the Moody Blues is a completely different band. And anyway, why do I bring all that up? Because I discovered online 2 days ago, I think one of them is John Cowan, who's a bluegrass artist from, where's he from? Kentucky? He was in a group called the New Bluegrass Revival, which had guys from the South and one cat, their guitar player, damn good guitar player, from guess where? Thousand Oaks, California. T.O., right over here. And I forget the guy's name, but great guitar player, great musicians. And one of them, who's that cat? First name is Bella, plays banjo. Brilliant. Anyway, John Cowan did a side project, or maybe he had just his band after he left New Bluegrass Revival, Moody Bluegrass. Check that out. Moody Bluegrass. Guess what? It works. It works. I fucking swear to God it works. I will play you a sample here, man. Hold on. Hold the fuck on, baby. Hold the phone. I won't play a whole fucking thing, but, you know, you got to be, first of all, you got to be a Moody Blues fan to even give a shit. But if you are, hold on for just a second. It's called Moody Bluegrass, and the song is Your Wildest Dreams. I got to write Moody Bluegrass, don't I? Yeah. Very well-known song from the 80s by the Moody Blues. But here's Moody Bluegrass. Well, is this Wildest Dreams? Here it is, man. Check this out.
Mirrored in your eyes, I wonder where you are. I wonder if you think about me once upon a time. In your wildest dreams.
Bitchin' song. Did you ever think you'd hear the Moody Blues done as a bluegrass band? Ain't that good, man? I think it's good. Check this one out here. Wait a minute, man. I'm sorry I'm doing this shit in the middle. Is this the one? No, not the goddamn...
Pardon us for a commercial.
I understand. Wait a minute, man. What song is this? Yeah. Knights in White Satin, done bluegrass. Check it out. Although, is this really bluegrass here? I guess.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written.
Oh, wait.
Never meaning.
Wait, check it out online. I'm just playing you samples. Here's one. This is the bluegrass version of Ride My Seesaw.
Take this place on this.
Oh shit! Well, you get the general idea, right? Okay, cool. Because what I wanted to do was embed this shit into my Facebook page. Shit! You know what, dude? I don't have time for that shit. Because you guys have got places to go and people to see, and you are here for the Phil and Your Show pre-show, not me doing a lot of busy work. Okay. So let's check out and see what we got for today's show. So we go to. This 1 year ago. Today is the 5th of December. Today's the 5th of December. And, God damn it. You know? Yeah, what about it? Well, it's just, it seems like it was only a year. Well, I guess it was a year ago. It was the 5th of December, 2021. Yeah. People say, you have an ability to talk to yourself, Phil. I said, well, a lot of people talk to themselves. I'm not the only one. I'm just the one that's turned it into fucking entertainment, you know? A lot of people talk to themselves, don't want you to know that they talk to themselves. My mother talked to herself. And no, that's not why I do it. I do what I do because I was trying to entertain myself in the middle of a crazy fucking upbringing. All right, archives. So we're going to 2021. Today is an encore show. You'll be seeing an encore video from that show. Will we do December the 5th? Let's see what December the 5th was. Because, you know, sometimes it's not... Sometimes it's a repeat of a repeat. I don't want to do that. Let me see. The 5th, right? The 5th of December last year, we might have already done it, was a, no, it was a Sunday. Doggone it. Bobby threatens violence. So we can do Steve Bozell is addicted to homescapes and prays to be free. December the 8th. Let's do that. Once upon a time. Save video. And, okay, that's groovy. Save the video. Now we're going to save the audio track. And we're all rock and roll and ready to go here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you for joining me for this pre-show. Nothing really heavy going on in my life yet. A lot of you guys are asking, when's Jackie moving to California? I can't tell you when. She's got a house to sell. She has family in Florida. You know, just a number of different things. I don't know. Do I love her? Yes. Does she love me? Yes. We together? Yes. So we know that much. And what we're doing is, you know, it's hard. It's a very hard thing. You know, you get set, man. When you get to this point in life, you put some roots down. So asking that girl to pick up her fucking life and move it to California after she's been in Florida since the mid-80s, check that out. I mean, we're talking 40 years going on. She was in television news there, radio news, voiceover career, television, commercial career, infomercials, all kinds of shit she done on camera. Raised a son there. Was married there. You know, bought a home. Been in that house that she's in for 30 damn years. Over 30 years. So when you ask somebody to uproot all of that shit, you're asking a lot, man. And she's been rolling with it good. She really has. So... time now for our show. Kay, love ya.